Part 3, starting now. Dear Mr. Mallard, further to your letter inquiring about the Institute syllabus for the forthcoming winter examinations, I have pleasure in enclosing the revised handbook. In particular, I draw your attention to pages 17 and 21, which show that in 2 years' time there will be a change of examinations, and therefore the syllabus has accordingly been altered. If you take and pass the intermediate examination this coming winter, then your final course will include the old syllabus. On the other hand, should you not be successful at the forthcoming intermediate examinations, and thus have to resit in the following spring, then your final examination will come within the new syllabus heading. The main changes are that the paper on economics has been subdivided so that there is now a 2-hour paper on economic principles, and in section 2 there is the further 2-hour paper on present-day economic policies. The extra subject has been introduced because the examination board feel that students entering a business life should have a wider understanding of these topics. Previously, we had 2 papers on income tax, but now this has been reduced to just the 1 3-hour paper, which incidentally includes the capital gains tax and corporation tax. On page 43 of the handbook, you will see a list of the names and addresses of the correspondence colleges we recommend, but it is not a condition of entry that you take up any one of these courses. Your local students' society arrange programs of lectures through the Institute's local examination panel at the colleges of further education listed on page 49. Attendances at the lecture centres can be on a day release basis, whereby you attend the college for 2 full days each week, or on the part-time release basis when you have lectures for 4 mornings each week during the 3 terms. Yours sincerely. End of part 3.